All right, so we're diving into The Psychic, this thriller by John Iovine.
Oh yeah, I read this one. It's
It's a wild ride, right? Like it really makes you think about, what's real, what's in our heads.
it really does. The way he blurs those lines, I mean, that's what grabbed me.
Exactly. So it's about this guy, Brian Miller, who says he's like, a psychic.
Right.
But the twist, he's totally faking it.
A
At
class.
least at first, right? He's all about cold readings and observation, like
Yeah.
good tricks, but not actual,
Yeah. The whole psychic thing is his hustle, but he's good at it.
Oh yeah, he's got it down. Even claims he aced some university psychic test, which, who knows?
Oh, there are all sorts of those out there. Claims, claims, claims.
Right. But what I found interesting is even though he's, well, a fake, he's got this whole like moral struggle going
Oh
on.
yeah, that internal conflict is fascinating.
Totally. Is it okay to give people hope, even if it's not exactly, on the level?
And is it ever really harmless?
Yeah.
I mean, people are coming to him in a vulnerable state seeking answers.
Totally. And things get real complicated when this desperate father, James Carter, shows up at Brian's door.
Ooh, this is where it gets good.
Right. His son, Johnny, has been kidnapped and he's like clutching this blue jersey, begging Brian for help.
The blue jersey, that's the key to, well, supposedly to Brian's visions anyway.
Yeah, and that's where we get into this whole psychometry
Oh,
thing.
psychometry, the idea that objects hold energy, memories. You know, some people can just tap into that.
Exactly. Like it's almost a trope, right? You see it all the time in, psychic stories.
No, for sure. It's everywhere. Movies, books, the whole nine yards. Although, you know, scientifically speaking,
Yeah, it's a bit of a gray area, to say the least.
it is, it is.
But the way Iovine writes Brian's visions, it's pretty convincing, I've got to
Oh
admit.
yeah, how so?
It's not just seeing, right? It's like he's living it. He touches that jersey and boom, he's overwhelmed. He feels tied up, smells gasoline, even feels like cigarette burns, like super vividly.
Intense. Makes you wonder, right? Is it real psychic stuff or is it like his own mind messing with him? Psychosomatic.
I was thinking the same thing. Maybe it's the pressure, the stress, just, manifesting physically.
It could be. The human mind is capable of some pretty wild things, especially under duress.
Totally. And it gets even crazier because later on, Brian actually ends up trapped in a trunk, just like.
Oh man, just like he envisioned, Iovine really knows how to build that tension, blur those lines.
And it's like that confined space, that darkness just amps up everything. All those feelings he got from the jersey, the being trapped, it all just like slams into him for real.
You've got to think, right? This is where his mind is really starting to unravel. That whole idea of dissociation we talked about, where your mind basically checks out to cope with trauma. I mean, that's textbook in a situation like this.
It's like his brain is trying to find an escape route, but the only way out is through this like whirlwind of sensory overload.
Exactly. And Iovine adds this whole other layer because while Brian's in the trunk, he gets this like burning sensation on his arm. And when he finally gets out, there's this pentagram seared onto his skin, super vivid, like someone held a hot iron to him.
That part freaked me out. It's like just when you think, okay, maybe it's all in his head, Iovine throws in this detail that's like, wait. What if it's real?
And hold on, because it gets even wilder, because they actually find Johnny. He's alive, which, thank goodness, but here's the thing.
It wasn't the guy Brian described. It's like the visions were right about Johnny being trapped, but the kidnapper they catch is all wrong.
It makes you question everything, right? Were those visions just Brian's mind messing with him, this jumble of fear and hope? Or was there something real, but maybe just conclouded?
And that's not even the craziest part.
Oh, there's more.
Way more, because get this. Later, they run into the real kidnapper, the guy who got away, and guess what he has on his arm?
No way, the pentagram.
The pentagram, the same one Brian was marked with, even though his own burn vanished. It's like Iovine's messing with our heads on purpose.
He is, but in a good way, you
Yeah.
know? Because it makes you think, what if those crazy coincidences, those things we can't explain, what if there's actually something to them, some connection we don't understand?
It's that synchronicity thing, right? Where seemingly random events line up in these uncanny ways.
Exactly. Jung called it meaningful coincidence. And Iovine captures that perfectly.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, even after all that, after the rescue, the visions, the burn, Brian still doubts himself.
It just shows how hardwired we are for logic, you know? Even when faced with the unexplainable, our brains want to find a rational explanation.
Our brains want to believe what they can see, what they can prove. And what's harder to reconcile than the idea that maybe, just maybe, We're capable of things we haven't even begun to comprehend.
It's like, deep down, we're all a little afraid of the unknown, right? Like, we'd rather explain something away than accept that maybe, just maybe, there are forces at play we don't fully understand.
Especially with something like psychic abilities, right?
Yeah.
It challenges our whole framework of how we believe the world works.
Absolutely. And to make it even more complex, Brian gets offered this, like, huge book deal off of this whole kidnapping ordeal.
Of course. Everyone loves a good psychic story, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that adds this whole other layer of pressure to Brian's situation.
Oh, totally. Now he's not just dealing with these intense experiences. He's got to try to make sense of them for the public, for readers who are, let's be honest, hoping for confirmation of the paranormal.
Right. And that makes you wonder, how much will that desire to sell a story, to create a compelling narrative, color his perception of what actually happened?
It makes you think about all those stories we tell ourselves, all the ways we shape our memories to fit a certain narrative, you know?
Absolutely. Our minds are constantly seeking patterns, trying to connect the dots, even when maybe there's no real connection to be found.
It's like, how much of what we believe is real is just us, like, willing it to be so? And how can we ever really know the difference? Iovine doesn't give us any easy answers, which I think is what I like most about this whole book.
No, he definitely leaves you thinking, did Brian have some kind of psychic awakening? Was it all in his head? Or, and this is the really interesting part, was it some combination of the two? Like, maybe his subconscious, under extreme duress, tapped into something real.
See, that's what gets me. What if we all have that potential within us, but it takes something extreme, something traumatic even, to unlock it?
It really makes you question, what else are we capable of if we could just break free from our own limitations?
If this one guy, whose whole thing was faking it, could potentially tap into something real. I mean, what does that mean for the rest of us? What if we've just barely scratched the surface of what human consciousness can do?
That's the beauty of Iovine's work, right? Mm-hmm. He forces us to confront these big questions, these mysteries of the human mind, and really of the universe itself.
He leaves us wondering, what if reality is far stranger, far more wondrous than we ever dared to imagine? And maybe, just maybe, those hidden capabilities, those unexplored realms of consciousness, they're not something to be feared, but something to be explored, to be understood.
And maybe through that exploration, we discover that the most incredible journeys aren't out there in the cosmos, but within the uncharted territories of our own minds.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the psychic, we're left with this thought. What if the greatest mysteries aren't waiting for us out there in the universe, but within the depths of our own being? Food for thought, right?